Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Okay. I shouldn't have an account.
All right, and verify the first and last name on the account they sent over for you.
It's Alta Roberts.
Thank you for that. All right, and they sent you over for fraud for that $129.97. Looks like it stemmed from an order that was placed back on July the 7th, and that would have been for a fitness path. And you don't recall signing up for anything like that?
No. And I am 69 years old. I am disabled. I use a walker in my house because I fall. And I have a broken nose. I can hardly breathe out of because I fell the last time. Why would I want a fitness tracker, path, whatever he said it was? God, I would love to be able to walk.
All right.
And I'm on a fixed income. I sure am really not going. Lord, my husband is 80 years old. He has a flip phone, no access to the internet. He couldn't get on the internet if he had to. I'm the only other person in the household. And I did not do this.
All right. All right. So what I'm going to do is have you verify some other information on the account to see if it matches anything that we have here. And I'll see what I can do as far as the charge goes for you. Let me get you to verify that email address on file.
My email address is arkr3.ar@gmail.com.
Okay, so that matches what we have on file here. And we do have a phone number on file, but it doesn't match the one that you called in on. So I'm going to read it to you. Let me know if it's familiar. This phone number is 3183-1029. No. All right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get you refunded on full on today. Allow it 3 to 5 business days to show back up into your account. This account has been canceled, so there shouldn't be anything else that come from this merchant. And okay. If you did not receive a confirmation number, I can provide you with one at this time.
Okay. Will it come by email since it does have my correct email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah. And then allow that refund 3 to 5 business days to show back up into your account.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And downloaded the TikTok thing out of the Play Store to watch videos on my phone. All I did was watch videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I had charges out of my account, boom, 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 about $500 of charges deducted from my bank account. That
gosh,
showed TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And my bank caught the small under $10 charge and blocked it. And when they caught that, then it threw back up. They blocked all of those charges. I never did anything. I watched videos. I removed everything from TikTok. I am careful. And I've told people I will never do anything like that. That you don't understand. TikTok, they did my account. How did they do it? And I'm always getting these stupid emails saying that I confirming PayPal charges for McAfee. I have McAfee virus, antivirus, but it's not with them, and I have so many days to dispute it, and I respond and say, you better not hold anything out of my account. I have, and today I got one saying that I had, that there, oh, the Gig Squad, that I had renewed Gig Squad. I've never had Gig Squad. These people are just so brazen. So I have to be very, very on top of it. And that's how I picked up on this. I went on my account to make sure that they had not deducted anything. And I responded to them, you better not take anything out. And they shouldn't have my account anywhere. So, but I appreciate y'all.
You're
Since,
welcome.
taking this, and have a blessed day.
You do the same, ma'am, and thank you for
Okay.
calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.